Last week we were talking about Jesus being our intercessor.
上周我们分享的内容呢是耶稣作为我们的代求者。
The question is today, how about us?
那么问题就是我们今天我们所做什么呢？
What do you think God has called us to do?
那么我们认为神呼召我们做什么呢？
You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
在以弗所书四章。
Is that there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
以弗所书的四章四节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一位，正如你们蒙召是为同有一个指望而蒙召。
Paul is talking about the church.
保罗这里在说关乎教会的事。
First and foremost, you've got to see the church as one.
当我们如何看待教会是作为一个整体。
It is one body and one spirit.
是一个身体，一个灵。
The emphasis of the church being one body is Paul in several of his epistles he talks about.
所以保罗这里强调身体只有一个，圣灵只有一位。
So we got to see ourselves as one body.
所以我们要把我们自己看为一个整体。
And we have one spirit.
我们只有，就是圣灵只有一位。
And we have been called to one hope.
我们蒙召是为了同一个指望。
And then he says in verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one and Father of all, who is all, over all, and through all, and in all.
所以第五节接着说，一主一信一喜一神，就是万人之父，超越万有之上，贯通万有，在万有之中。
So Paul is emphasizing on the unity of the body.
保罗这里的经文在强调一个合一。
And unity in what we believe in.
在我们所信的所有事情当中的一个合一。
But then he goes on to the diversity of the body.
然后接着他会讲说那种肢体的多样化。
Although we are one body,
虽然我们是一个身体，
but the body is made up of different components.
但是我们身体有不同的部分肢体。
Amen. If you look at yourself in the mirror,
如果我们在观察自己的时候，
you have two hands,
我们有两只手，
two legs,
两条腿，
two eyes,
两只眼睛，
two ears,
一对耳朵，
and one head,
一个头。
Okay, and that is normal.
这是一个正常的一个人的一个身体部位。
Do you see, although it's one body, but not all of it are eyes, not all of them are legs, but we are diverse.
虽然我们有一个身体，但是我们的身体的肢体不是说全部都是眼睛，或者全部是头或手。
Although I'm a human,And Ruth is a human. We're both humans, but we are different.
虽然我是一个是属于人类 ，Ruth 也是人类。虽然我们都是人类，但是我们却是不同的。
So what Paul is trying to describe, tell us is that although we are one in one body, but we are all different.
所以保罗这里想跟我们讲的是，虽然我们属于一个肢体，但是每个体又不同。
But the world is trying to make us all the same.
但是这个世界想让我们觉得我们都是一样的。
And as parents, you should never make that mistake.
所以作为父母，我们不要犯这样的错误。
Your child is different from another child.
我们的每一个孩子都是与其他的孩子不同的。
They are not all the same.
他们都不一样。
Amen? So never blame yourself for why your child is like that.
所以不要去责怪你自己，就说，哦，为什么我的孩子会这样子。
It's because God made your child like that.
是神创造我们每个孩子就是不同的。
We can neither can we blame ourselves. Why am I so short or why am I so tall?
可能我们也不会为了我们身高的高矮来自责。
You didn't choose that. Someone gave it to you.
因为这并不是我们自己可以做选择的，是神创造我们这样。
Similarly, as in the body of Christ, we will discover that we are different from my brother or my sister.
所以我们在耶稣基督这个肢体当中，教会当中，我们跟其他弟兄姊妹的，我们的功效也是不同的。
Like when we compare two children, we should compare the differences and rejoice in the difference.
所以当我们来比较两个孩子的时候，我们会比较他们的不同，并且在他们的不同之处，我们来欢喜。
Amen. And because of those differences, we should celebrate the difference rather than compare. I wish I was like that, or I wish I'm not like this.
所以就是当我们看的知道说每个人都是不同，所以我们与其去彼此去埋怨说我希望我是这样，或者我希望我不是这样子，我们去接受彼此的不同。
And the world and the devil is telling you that you are not good enough.
那么这个世界或者仇敌也不断的在给我们洗脑，告诉我们不够好。
You're not tall enough.
或者你不够高。
You're not pretty enough.
或者你不够漂亮。
You're not clever enough.
或者你不够聪明。
Amen. So therefore we say, why is my child not as clever as the other child?
所以我们常常也会这样的困惑，说为什么我的孩子没有别人家的孩子聪明呢？
Amen. Have you been, when we were at university, I've seen some people, they don't even study. They play and play and play, and they get a first class.
可能在大学当中我们会遇到这样的同学，他们平时根本都不用花心思去读书，但是考试总是考得很好。
And no matter how hard I study, I still can't do it.
但可能反观我们自己，就是很用力的读书，但是好像结果却不尽人意。
Some people can sing like a bird, and other people can sing like a chicken.
有些人天生唱歌，歌声就很好听，但有些人怎么努力，好像都唱得不好听。
Amen. We can either compare and wish we were different, or we can actually step back and say, I'm different.
可能很多时候我们与其去彼此去比较，来去觉得在我们的不同当中去比较，我们其实应该来接受，来欢喜我们的不同。
A man could be born 7 foot tall.
一个人可能他出生就很高。
7 foot tall.
7 foot. 就是一米。
Everywhere he go, people laugh at him that he's so tall.
可能有些人因为长得很高而被人嘲笑。
Until when he plays basketball.
但是直到他有一天真的是他用利用他的身高的优势来打篮球的时候， 那就不一样了。
Amen. Then suddenly people will start celebrating that he's 7 foot tall.
可能会因为因此来欢喜说，哇，他的身高给他带来的优势。
All his life has been laughed at. 够楼。
但是可能如果在这之前，可能会认为因为他的身高太高来取笑他。
You see, we can see our differences as something to celebrate or to feel bad about.
所以我们生命中的不同可以成为让我们欢喜的东西，也可能如果不好的看待，可以被我们觉得好像自责的地方。
And Paul wants to emphasize that we are all different.
保罗这里想强调我们每个个体是不同的。
Even though we are one.
虽然我们是属于一体。
And we do not see the value of ourselves until the Spirit of the Lord come upon us.
很多时候当时的灵没有在我们身上的时候，我们看不到我们里面自我的价值。
Until we are born again.
直到我们在主里面得重生。
Until we become a Christian.
直到我们成为一个基督徒。
Where the image of God comes into us.
当主的形象样式住在我们里面，
where the life of God comes into us,
当耶稣基督的生命进入到我们的里面，
do we begin to understand who we are?
然后我们才真正的意识到我们的真实的身份。
A lot of people in this world do not really see who they are until when they begin to embrace the Spirit of God.
在这世上很多人，当他们没有领受神的灵的时候，他们看不到自己真实的身份。
Just like a machine, you don't know what it's like, what is function until you plug it in and switch it on.
就好像一个机器，如果你没有插电之前，你不知道它真正的那个功效是怎么样。
What it needs is power.
所以那个机器所需要的就是一个电源。
You see, one screen and another screen looks the same.
还有一个显示屏都是一样的，看上去都是一样的。
Until you plug it in and switch it on, do you see the difference?
但是当你插上那个插座，电源打开的时候，你看到它们的不同。
Or LED, whatever.
所以那个荧光幕的屏幕的不同就可以，
you can't tell any difference until you switch it on.
所以除非你插了电源，你看不出他们有什么不同。
So we will not know what we are, who we are, what we are capable of until we plug into the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如当只有当我们跟圣灵这个电源相连接的时候，我们才意识到我们真正的用途，我们真正的身份。
It is when we embrace the Holy Spirit, then we suddenly we realize who we are in Christ.
就当我们与神相连接的时候，我们会发觉我们真实的身份。
Because suddenly we realize I've got a gift.
或者我们在这个时候，我们会意识到我们有神的恩赐。
You see, when the Holy Spirit comes upon a Christian.
当圣灵降临在一个信徒身上
or when you become born again,
或者当我们在灵里面得重生的时候
you begin to change,
我们的生命发生改变
or you begin to discover who you are,
或者你会开始慢慢的去意识到发现你的
David
身份
was a shepherd,
大卫在做王之前是一个牧羊者牧人
but God has always ordained him to be king.
神拣选他成为以色列的王。
You see, your success in life is not how hard you study.
所以我们在生命中的成功不取决于我们多么用力的读书。
Although that is important.
虽然这个读书只是一部分，也很重要。
But more importantly is to discover who you are.
但是更重要的是发现我们真实的身份。
You see, David became successful because he fulfilled what God called him to do as king.
所以大卫王他之所以成功是因为他实现了神对他的呼召
Because that's what he was made to do.
这是神创造他所要成就的一个旨意
Moses was a deliverer.
那么摩西呢是一个拯救者
Any other job he will not be as successful.
所以就算如果他做其他的工作都没有他做拯救者这个工作来得这么成功
But as a deliverer,
但是作为一个拯救者
he succeeds.
他非常成功
Jesus is a carpenter.
主耶稣在地上的时候是一个木匠
But his job is a savior.
但是他在神国里面的工作 是我们的救赎者
No one else can do that job except him.
没有任何人除了耶稣以外没有任何人可以胜任这个工作
Although you may be a doctor, you may be a chef.
我们可能只是或者一个医生或者是一个厨师
But you also got to know what has God made you to be.
但是我们必须要明白我们在神里面神创造我们的心意和旨意是什么
Some people'sTalents and gifts are the same as their natural talents and gifts.
很多时候我们在很多人在神里面的恩赐跟他们在自然的那他们的那种能力很相吻合。
You see, some people in Christianity, you've got to distinguish what the talents that you have naturally and the talents that has been given to you supernaturally.
很多时候我们作为基督徒我们要发现我们在自然的时候我们就是 天生的一种能力和我们在属灵上神所赐给我们的一些恩赐
Your supernatural gifts could be different from your natural or they could be the same
我们那种超自然的恩赐的能力可能跟我们天生的能力相同或者也是完全不同的
The truth is all of us we have been given a talent
但是真理就是我们所有人每个人都被赋予了这样的一个恩赐
We have been given a gift
我们都有赐下这样的一个恩赐
This is what I call the vessel gift, the vessel anointing.
这是我称为我们作为一个器皿的恩膏
What did God made you to be?
神创造我们这个器皿要成为的样式
Amen? A kettle and a cup are two different vessels.
那么一个水壶和水杯的功效不同
They're not the same.
它们不一样
They have different functions.
它们有不同的功用
A wok and a kettle are two different things.
那个锅和一个水壶的 功效又不同
So therefore your natural gifts and your supernatural gifts could either be different or one of the same
所以我们天生的能力和我们超自然的神的恩赐可能相同也可能完全不同
Whatever it is you will notice it is effortless for you
不管这样一个恩赐是什么是相同也好不同也好那么对于我们来说都是应该毫不费劲的去做到的
If somebody is born tall and can run fast, running fast for them is easy.
对有些人说他天生长得就很高，跑步跑得很快，所以跑得快这件事对他来说很容易。
But if you're born short legs and cuddly, no matter how fast you run, no matter how much effort you put, you don't run fast.
所以如果我们天生的体型的腿比较短体型也比较肥大的话那么就是不管你用多少努力可能跑的就 都不容易跑得快
Somebody born with a voice that can sound like an angel when they sing is effortless
但有些人他们天生他们的那个声域就很广，所以他们唱高音或唱得很好听，这是轻而易举的事情。
So the gifts that are natural to you, or could be supernatural, they're effortless to you.
所以对于不管是我们天生俱来的才干，还是我们超自然得到恩赐，都应该是毫不费劲的。
I call it again the vessel gift. You as a vessel, God made you to do a job.
所以我称这个为一种器皿的恩膏，是神所呼召我们要做的事情。
For other people, it's very difficult. For you, it's just natural.
可能对于其他人来说是很难达到的，但是对你来说是轻而易举的事情。
You know, when we look at our iPhone, I just wonder how on earth did that man invent this?
当我们看到我们的手机的时候，我们会想说，那么发明这个手机到底怎么做到的呢
？Is he an alien?
是好像一个怪人
？Is he for us?It's difficult for the person who invented this. It was effortless.
那么可能对我们来说很难，但是可能对于创造发明这个手机的人是很容易一件事情。
Sometimes when I see the songs, I say, "How did they manage to write such a beautiful song? So complicated." For them, it's easy.
很多时候，当我们听到一首很好听的歌的时候，会想说，哇，到底这人是怎么创作出这么好听的歌呢？但是可能对那创作者来说，写曲的人，他们可能是很容易一件事情。
There are certain things that you find very easy.
所以我们对有些事情，对我们来说是很容易的。
Amen. Hallelujah. He's thinking, I don't find anything easy.
可能有些会想说，我觉得我做什么都不觉得容易。
Maybe you find it very easy to lie on.
可能你会觉得说骂人这件事情对你来说很容易，信手拈来。
Amen. Maybe it's useful as an intercessor. 老魔鬼。
所以可能你把这个你天生的才干来用在来骂那个魔鬼上面，来做代祷者。
Or you're the most nosiest person in a neighborhood.
或者你说你这个人呢爱管闲事。
You see, my next door neighbor knows about everything that goes on in the street.
就是我们家的邻居，那个邻居呢，他就是把这几条街上发生事情，他都知道。
So far, there has never been a question that he can't answer.
就是你不管你问他什么问题，他都可以给你答出来，他都知道。
So what gift do you? What use is that?
那么如果你有这种才干的话，那么可以用在什么？用在什么方面呢
？He's the most natural pastor.
可能他是做天生可以做那个做牧师的一种才能。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? We, our talent and our gifts are not discovered until it is in its right environment.
所以，当我们除非我们在一个正确的环境当中，我们很难发现我们天生的才干和我们神给我们的恩赐的。
You see, if you are born with a pair of wings and you live on earth, running around, they're useless.
所以，如果你天生有一对翅膀，但是你在活在地上，你只是用脚走路，那么翅膀对你来说是毫无功用的。
Until someone push you off the cliff, then suddenly realize they're useful.
只有人有一天把你推下那个悬崖的时候，你才发觉，哦，原来我这对翅膀是有用的。
Do you understand? It's just that you have never been given a chance in the right place, in the environment to discover, hey, I'm different, and there is something about me that is special.
所以很多时候，就因为我们没有被放在一个对的环境当中，以致让我们没有发觉神所赐给我们这个才干和恩赐，让我们知道原来我们的不同是有一个特别的功效的。
That's why moms and dads rejoice that your children are different.
所以做父母的，让我们在我们孩子不同之处，我们来欢喜赞美主。
But in this world, we all have to be what? Bankers, doctors, pharmacists, lawyers.
所以但是按照这个世界的标准，我们都希望我们的孩子要成为医师、律师、药剂师等等等等。
I remember David Beckham, you know the footballer?
David Beckham.
The footballer?
对，贝克汉姆。
Everybody worships him because he's very good at playing football.
贝克汉姆呢是很出名的足球明星，每个人都仰慕他，想成为他那个样子。
You think about football, what use is that? What use is football?
就是我们足球有什么用呢
Does it help you to cook? Does it help you to survive?
但是你足球对你就是可以让你帮你做饭吗可以让你可以活下去吗
But in England, it's valuable.
但是在英国足球这个东西很值钱
In another country, it may not be.
但是如果在其他国家不一定有这么一个管用。
So I saw this documentary that he went to the middle of an Amazon jungle.
那我看到这个有一个纪录片，他说去到亚马逊那个丛林里面。
And this man from a tribe, a hunter, he came and asked David Beckham, "What do you do for a living?"
那么这个丛林里面一个原住民的一个酋长啊，就问贝克汉姆说：“你到底是以什么来做职业来存活呢？”
What food
赚钱
are you, ？What food do you grow? What are you good at? What animals do you rear?
那么就是你厉害种什么水果什么植物？你厉害捕猎吗？
So、the,
什么动物吗
？So the jungle man was expecting him to say how he something incredible in terms of agriculture.And looking after animals.
那么可能当时那个酋长就很满怀期待的，那个贝克汉姆会回答一些就是很接地气的那种对于如何去生存的一些秘籍。
And I can never forget this. Then David Beckham, in his East London accent, I play football.
然后我记得当时我记忆很深刻，他用伦敦的那种英式口腔说：“我踢足球。”
And then the man was confused.
然后那个人听到他的回答就很困惑。
What is football?
对他来说，足球意味着什么呢
？So he got a football and demonstrated it, and then the man was baffled. How can that help him to make a living?
所以当时他就在他面前踢起足球，但是那个酋长会觉得说非常纳闷，说你怎么会用踢这个足球来存活呢？就想不通。
Many of us today, we're in church, we're in the kingdom of God, we're just like that bushman, that jungle man, saying, "How can this is what I've got?" Make any difference in the kingdom of God?
就像很多人今天，当我们在教会当中，我们在神的国度当中，我们觉得说，神所赐给我们的才干和恩赐，如何让我们能存活呢？能做些什么事情出来呢
？When you look at it from the point of view of God, you begin to see it.
如果我们从神的眼光来看的这个事情的话，我们会就有不同的一些得着。
As if, how do you know what gifts you have?
你如何知道你有什么样的恩赐呢
？It is something that is effortless.
是一些对你来说轻而易举、很容易做到的事情。
It is easy.
是很容易做到的。
Because God gave you those gifts when you were in your mother's womb.
是因为当我们在母腹当中的时候，神就把这样的恩赐所赐给你了。
That gift can look like a natural talent.
可能这个恩赐跟就好像你天生所具有一种才干。
Or it can actually be a supernatural talent.
也可能是一种超自然的一种恩赐。
You know, some of us want to become.Want to hear God.
但我们当中有人可能想听到神的声音。
You see, if you have it naturally given to you, then you have no problem in hearing God.
但很多人他们真的天生就是很容易听到这种超自然的声音。
That's why sometimes I don't think a prophet is very good at teaching people how to hear God.
所以很多时候我觉得那种本身做先知的他们并不擅长来教导人如何听神的声音。
It's a bit like a bird teaching you to fly.
就像一个鸟来教你如何可以飞翔
，because he's got something that you don't have。
因为鸟它飞翔的能力是天生所具来的，对于我们来说并不是这样。
They're called wings。
因为它们本身就生来就有翅
膀。If you don't have wings, no matter what you do, you cannot fly。
就是如果我们没有这个翅膀的话，我们怎么去努力都不能飞翔。
But what you need to learn from is somebody without wings that can fly。
但是我们需要找到跟我们情况相同的没有翅膀的人如何学习飞翔
Somebody who invented what you call it you know parachute、
yeah. 那我们可能需要是找一个能发明滑翔机的人来如何去飞
翔 Then that person can show you how to fly
那么这样有这样发明的人会向你指示你
怎么去做 In other words it is easier to learn how to listen to God from somebody who is not a prophet
所以其实我们其实应该从一个不是先知的人里面去学习如何聆听神的声音。
And that's a mistake the Bible, the church makes.
这可能是很多教会的犯的一个错误。
Because all learn, try to learn from a prophet who's been given the gift, the ability for him to hear God is effortless.
因为对于有些天生他们就是神恩膏他们做先知讲到的，那么他们就是有与生俱来的这种能力能听到神的声音，对他们说是轻而易举的事情。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗
That's why some of us find certain things easy.
所以对于我们当中有些人，你觉得做某些事情很容易。
Some of us find learning languages very easy.
有些人觉得学一种新的语言很容易。
Learning music very easy.
有些人觉得学音乐也很容易。
There was hospitality very easy.
那么有些人觉得接人待物很容易。
All of us are different.
我们每个人的创造都不同的。
Because God has a purpose for you.
因为神对我们每个人都有不同的一个旨意。
For David to be a shepherd, it was easy.
对大卫他做一个牧羊人是很容易的事。
Because being a king is a shepherd.
因为要做一个国的君王，你需要去牧羊你的百姓。
So for him to be a king was effortless.
所以当他有这种牧羊者的那种才那种素质去做君王就很容易了。
Amen.Over our lifetime, we can acquire other abilities.
那么在我们一生当中，我们可以积累不同的一些才能。
They are supplementary.
那么这是一个补充而已。
They are secondary.
那么这是一个比较次要的。
So me without wings, but if I learn how to parachute well and glide very well, I could fly pretty well.
如果我天生没有这个翅膀，但是我后天知道什么使用这个滑翔器来飞行的时候，那么同样也可以飞得很高。
For me to glide, I would have learned spend many years learning how to glide.
那么如果要学会滑翔，可能需要花很长的时间来学习和研究。
It takes a lot of effort.
可能需要花很多的
力量。A lot of discipline.
很多的自律。
And those are the secondary gifts.
这些是后天努力
换来的才干。They are things that you were not born with.
这不是我们天生所具备的一些才干。
But you can adapt.
那么这些东西呢，我们可以后天
来
获得。我们可以通过努力来获得。
You can learn.
可以学到。
And that's why we go to school and universities.
这就是为什么我们需要去学校、去大学里面学习。
Most of that stuff that we gain is secondary to us.
其实我们在学校里面学的东西，可能对我们来说呢，只是。第二重要的
A lot of what we do in life is not natural.
很多时候我们在生活当中所学的东西并不是天生的
But we try to view human beings as all coming up from a factory.
但很多时候我们觉得好像人类都是好像一个工厂制作出来的
But we are not all the same.
但是我们都是不同的
That's why in university some people don't even need to study. They can get a first class.
有些人他们可能不用学习都可以拿优
But people like me, without that gift, no matter how hard I try, it's difficult.
但是如果自己都没有这样的没有这样的能力，我不管怎么用功读书，都达不到这样的水平。
That's why society was designed to only benefit a certain type of people.
所以这个社会好像这个系统设计出只是适合某一群人。
But if it doesn't fit you, it doesn't mean that you are useless.
但是如果这个系统不适合你，并不代表你是无用、没用的。
Amen. You just need to discover, God, what do I do? How do I use my gift for your kingdom?
我们需要做的就是在神里面来发掘神所赐给我们的才干，我们如何来使用神所赐给我们的才干。
And that's why when we come into church, we got to get rid of the world mentality, which only looks for a certain type of people, a certain type of gifts.
所以我们真的来到教会我们要抛弃在这个世界这个系统所赋予我们那些固定固有的思想我们要来寻找我们自己特定的才干
You need to come to the church and say God has given me a talent given me a gift So Lord, tell me how I can work with the one body the rest of the body and bless your kingdom
所以我们来到教会我们应该有这样一个想法和意念说神你告诉我你所赐给我的才干和才能恩赐是什么以致让我可以使用这样的恩赐来祝福整个教和其他的身体的肢体来同工来祝福神你的国度
You will find that in the church that you go to not many are like you a few are like you but not many
可能你去了一个教会你觉得教会当中有些人可能有很少部分人像你
I remember some years ago, we all did some sort of personality test when Pastor Sam from Hong Kong came.
我记得在几年前我们在做一个复兴营的辅导的时候，我们每个人都做了一个我们的每个人的性格的一个调查问卷。
Do you remember most of us filled those forms in?
我们当时做那个问卷调查的时候，来找我们自己的个性。
And when we looked at the results.
然后我们看那个结果的时候
Most people in the church could find someone else in our church similar to you.
可能我们会找到教会当中有一两个人跟我们的一些个性很相似
And then when I saw my results,
但是看到我自己的那个问卷调查的时候
I was the only one.
我是唯一一个跟其他人
That had that profile.
我是唯一一个有那种个性
So I got really worried.
但是我觉得诶为什么会这样子我有点担忧
So I quietly went to Pastor Sam and said, Sam, Why am I the only one who got this?
然后当时我还有点担忧，我就问三叔，我说为什么只有我的那个性格那个标准是跟其他人不同的呢？
And then he said to me,
然后他当时对我说，
You should praise the Lord that only you are like that.
那么当时他说，那你应该感谢神，只有你的个性跟其他人所有人不一
样。He said, because if the church had two people like that, you have a church split.
他说：“如果你教会有两个人跟你的一样的话，那么可能你会有教会分裂了。”
Amen. Do you understand? Because the profile comes out like that. I don't listen to anyone. I'm stubborn. I'm determined. I try and try and try.
当时的那个问卷调查显示，我的性格呢，就是我很任性、很固执，我不听别人说话，但是我下定心志以后呢，我会很坚持去做。
Imagine having two people like that.
如果教会有两种就是两个这样的人的话
Both don't want to listen to each other.
可能如果彼此都不想听彼此的意见
Both are very stubborn.
如果大家都很固执己见的话
And very passionate.
或者也知道对自己的想法很有热
情 And will keep trying and trying and won't give up.
或者就是不达到目的不罢休的那种感觉。如果有教会
You just pray, it's not your husband or your wife.
如果我们这里祷告我们丈夫或者妻子不是这样的类型
Because it will cause division.
如果是这两个人都是这样性格，就麻烦了。
So in God's great wisdom, He placed just one person like that in this church.
所以在神的大智慧当中，还好他只放了一种这样性格的人在一个教会当中。
And so I felt very negative.
但是其实我
before I spoke to him.
但是我对三叔讲之前呢，其实我还蛮消极
的。Because it read quite negative.
因为当时我看到那个评论还蛮负面的。
Amen. Until he helped me to see it from God's point of view.
直到他后来帮我从神的眼光 来明白我的个性
That suddenly encouraged me
然后后来真的我受到很大的鼓励
Amen You and I are different
所以我们每个人都是不同的
Yeah I'm doing what I'm doing not because I'm superior or what It's because God made me that way
所以我做我现在做的事情并不是因为我超过高过某些人而是因为神把我放在这个位置让我做我要做的事情
It is easy and naturalFor me and for you to think in a certain way.
所以对于当神赐给我们的才干的时候，我们做某些事情是很容易、很轻而易举的。
Many times at home, I see Suzanne so stressed about something.
有的时候我在家里看到我的太太对一些事情很焦虑的时候。
And she sees me doing this in the front of the TV.
然后她看到我在很悠闲的坐在电视机前面的时候。
She said, Why are you not panicking?
说为什么你不担心呢？不着急呢？
It's nothing.
然后我就很轻松的很自在的
说
没事儿。
See, to me, it's nothing, but to her, it's a big deal.
可能说对我你我来说很是小事，但是对别人来说是很大件事情。
That's why at home, I need her and she needs me.
所以在一个家中，我们彼此帮助，我们需要彼此。
Because I get stressed over things that she doesn't get stressed over.
但是相反的，很多时候我担忧的事情对她来说，她可以淡然吐出。
She gets stressed over the things I don't get stressed.
所以她所焦虑的事情呢，我又可以很淡定的去面对。
Together we make a great team.
所以就是因为这样子，我们是一个很好的一个团队。
In our diversity, together we make a great church.
所以在我们肢体的一种不同之中，让我们成为一个很好的一个教会。
So you have a gift.
所以我们有一个恩赐，我们每个人。
I have a gift.
我也有我的恩赐。
You need to embrace the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要的是来拥护圣灵。
Plug in your gift.
要把我们的恩赐要插上电源。
And discover what you're good at.
然后发掘我们真正所擅长的东西。
Pastor, how do I discover this?
那么说，牧师啊，我怎么可以发掘我的恩赐呢？
First, you pray.
首先，我们要去来祷告寻求神。
And ask God to give you an opportunity.
让神给你一个机会。
And secondly, you get outside your door.
然后
Get out your door.
然后之后呢，会走出你的家门。
And do something with it.
然后呢，使用你的恩赐做一些事情。
You will never realize you're a great evangelist until you tell somebody about Jesus.
所以可能直到你开始跟人讲传讲福音的时候，你才会意识到你是一个如此大的那个传道。
You will never know whether you can hear God's voice until you talk to someone about what you heard.
所以知道就是如果你不告诉别人你所听到的你不会意识到你原是一个很容易听到神声音的人
You will never know whether God has made you a counselor until you counsel somebody
只有你开始辅导人的时候你才会意识到原来神创造你是一个很好的辅导员
So what's lacking is first come before God and next go and do something with it
所以我们首先来到神面前来寻求然后叫神给我们个机会然后我们就 这样照样去做。
Amen. That's why when you come into church, God's stirring your heart.
所以当我们来到教会的时候，圣灵会搅动我们的心。
But many times we say, no, 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 no.
很多时候我们会在里面不断的去抵触圣灵，不断的去否定，说不要，不要，不要。
I'm not good enough.
我不够好，我不要去做。
I don't have the time.
我还没有这个时间做这个事
情。You see, the enemy will steal you.
很多时候仇敌就来偷取了我们的。
Will steal from your gift.
会把那偷取你的恩赐。
The enemy will try and stop you from manifesting who you are.
仇敌会拦阻你来彰显神在你生命
中特定的恩赐。
That's why in
each step, David was put off. David was mocked. David was told off by his family.
所以就像大卫一样，在他成为君王之前，他的每一步他都受到了拦阻，受到了攻击，受到了辱骂。
And even the great prophet Samuel nearly forgot him.
就好像连撒母耳都差点忘记了他。
For Joseph, the enemy tried to kill him.
那么对约瑟来说，那么神仇敌想要尝试来杀取他。
So it is in the interest of the devil to silence you, to kill you, to stop you.
所以仇敌最想做的事就是来偷取，并且来拿走、夺取我们的恩赐。
There are some people in this church that should be healed, they are not healed. It's because somebody with the gift of healing is not laying hands on them.
我们当中有些人的疾病还没有得医治，是我们当中其实有医治恩膏的人，他们还没有按手在你身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, if your hand is burning hot at the moment,
可能你觉得你的手真的是很火热了，已经。
You see, the thing that I can do is help you to recognize your gift, but I can't do your gift for you.
那时候我能做的是帮助你去意识到你神所赐你的恩赐，但是我不能带进你去做。
People sometimes come to me, Pastor, my hand is so hot, it's burning. What's happening to me? Do I have a disease?
有人曾经找到我说，他说，牧师啊，我的手很火热，我到底怎么样？我是不是出问题了？
I said, when did it happen?
然后我说，到底什么时候有这样的状况呢？
When we were worshiping.
然后他说，当我们在敬拜的时候，我感觉很火热。
I said, brother, you got a gift of healing.
然后我就说，这个弟兄啊，你神给你这个医治的恩膏。
There was somebody in the room that you meant to lay hands on.
可能我们当中有人需要你按手，让他们得医治。
That's why it's called gifts of healing. It's plural. You lay hands, so you give the gift of healings.
所以称之为医治的恩膏，你要在按手，然后给出这个恩膏。
It's like receiving a gift, like a receiving the medicine, and then you give it to somebody by laying hands.There's a purpose for this. I can teach you that, but I can't teach you how to get that gift because you're the one who's got it.
所以我能做的就是可以帮助你来解释给你听怎么做，但是你需要实际操作这个恩赐。
I can help you to develop into a prophetic person, but I can't help you to hear God because you have to hear God to start off with.
所以我可以来帮助你，来训练你，来建立你的先知预言的恩膏，但是我不能帮助你去听，因为你是那个要去听的那个人。
I can't help you to see if you've got no eyes.
如果你自己没有眼睛的话，我也不能帮助你去看。
No matter how many seminars you attend, if you've got no eyes, you can never see.
不管你去参加多少的营会，就如果你没有眼睛，你就是真的就是看不到。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? But if you can see, then you can come to me.And I can show you that is blue, that is red, that's a window.
So, 但是如果你真的
That's what I can do.
如果你有眼睛，你看得到，我可以向你显示你所看到的东西是什么，我解释给你听。
So, somebody who's got a really heavy red hand, if you don't deliver that, somebody should have been healed, but you failed to heal that person.
所以如果当时你觉得 你领受这个恩赐，然后你的 手很火热，但是如果你没有释放出去的话，那么那个应该得到医治的人 就 错失这样的机会了。
Because the enemy has stolen that healing from the person who's sick.
那么真的是仇敌把这个应该得医治人他的那个医治呢就给偷取了。
Praise God that God got other people.
但是感谢赞美主，神会也会使用其他的器皿。
If A doesn't want to heal, then God will give another red hand to person B.
如果这个 A 这个人，就当时他领受这个恩赐没有给出去，可能神会选择另外一个人来释放这个恩赐。
And if person B doesn't want it, he will give it to person C. God will still get his job done.
神会用各样的方式让他的旨意成就。
But the sad thing is, you would have missed out.
但是很可惜的是, 如果神给你这样的机会, 你错失的话, 就是很遗憾。
And then you'll be sulking, why God not using you?
然后你会觉得, 哇, 你要说, 神为什么不, 没有不使用我呢?
Because some people thinking, I don't want healing, I want to sing.
但是很多, 很多人说, 哦, 我不想要这个医治的恩膏, 我想要来唱歌。
Because people told me that I got a gift of singing. Even though every time when I sing, it sounds like I'm killing some animal.
虽然那人觉得说本身他们没有这个唱好听的歌喉，但是他说因为有人告诉我我有这个唱歌的恩膏，那么我就要坚持去唱，虽然唱的不好听。
Do you understand? Sometimes we could be so deceived by other people or by yourself.
很多时候因为我们
by believing you got a certain gift when you obviously don't.
那时候我们可能被别人或者甚至我们自己被欺骗了，就是说相信我们有某种恩赐，但是其实很明显我们没有这样的恩赐。
It's a bit like telling a dwarf, do you know you can break Usain Bolt's 100 meter record of fastest man in the world?
好像你对一个小矮人说你可以破世界纪录，那个短跑世界纪录，你可以跑得很快，就明显是不可能的事情。
It's no chance.
是觉得不可能的。
Do you understand? Brothers, remember, how do I know I've got that gift? It's easy. It's natural for you.
我们如何知道我们有这样的恩赐是对我们自己而言是应该很容易做到的事。
Amen. But if you don't take it seriously,
但是如果你不去认真对待你这个恩赐,
then the body of Christ will not be as blessed.
那么其实这个耶稣基督的身体可能就错过了这样的祝福。
So verse 7 says, by grace was given to each one according to the measure of Christ's gift.
以弗所书四章七节里讲，我们每个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给每个人的恩赐。
The word gift there means it refers to the Holy Spirit.
那么当然这个恩赐是讲圣灵。It
is the gift of God to the church.
这是神所赐给教会的。It
is the promise.
是神所应许的。It
comes from, and so what verse 7 is saying, the Holy Spirit will come on you in a measure.
那么是,
means like in different degrees.
所以这里第七节说, 圣灵会降临在我们每个人身上, 按照不同的量度给我们。
That's why even if you have the ability, it is to different degrees, different levels of power.
所以就让我们的恩赐也会有不同的程度, 不同的水,
Amen?
水平。
And it needs to be developed, it needs to be enhanced, it needs to be matured.
所以我们这个恩赐呢，也需要不断的去被训练，被更加的来成熟。
Then verse 8 says, therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men.
第八节说，所以有话说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了俘虏，将各样的恩赐赏给人。The
word gifts there is different from the one we just saw. The gifts there literally means presence.
那么这里第八节的这个讲这个gift的这个字呢，跟在第七节讲的这个圣灵又不同，这里讲是礼物，恩赐。So
what these two verses are basically saying is that the Holy Spirit as a gift comes upon each individual.
所以这里讲的是圣灵作为神所应许的赐给我们每个人。It
empowers them.
赐给我们能力。And
as he empowers them,
当我们领受这样能力之后,
little boxes of gifts are opened up.
神会把各种各样小的那种礼物恩赐又赏给我们。
It is the same word.
这里讲这个礼 gift呢, 就是礼物的意思。
How is that possible?
那么这怎么可能呢?
The key word here is he, when he ascended on high.
这里这个关键字是讲神他升上高天的时候。
So Paul picks up the key to why God can give you the gift.
所以保罗这里抓到那个关键说为什么神可以赐给我们各样的礼物和恩赐呢?
Paul himself says in brackets, in saying he ascended, explaining now, what he does it mean but that he also descended into the lower region of the earth?
这里说神升上高天他也会,他升上,据说升上岂不是指他曾降到地底下吗?
In verse 10, he clarifies, he who descended is the one who also ascended. Ascended where? Far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things.
然后第十节接着讲，那降下的就是高深远超越诸天之上的，为要充满万有。
Why does God give the church you and me talents and gifts?
为什么神会赐给他的教会，就是你和我，有这样各样的才干和恩赐呢？
Verse 10 is the one and only reason.
这里第十节就讲到，这是唯一也是唯一的理由。
It is for Jesus.
是为了我们的主耶稣。
It is on behalf of what he wants to do.
也是为了代替他所要做的事。
We are there to serve him.
我们在这里是服侍我们的主。
So what happened?
那么接下来发生什么呢？
After the cross, he was resurrected.
那么十字架之后，耶稣死里复活。
And when he ascended into heaven, what happened to Jesus?
他升上高天以后发生什么呢？
He became king.
他成为了君王。
And as a king, he needs to rule.
那么他成为王之后呢，他要掌权。
And God needs to subdue the enemy on the earth.
那么神呢，让仇敌来挫败。
So what does he do?
那么他做什么呢？
He pours out his Holy Spirit on us.
然后他把圣灵降临在我们门徒信徒身上。
And he activated our gifts.
然后呢，他把我们身上的一些恩赐呢，来激活了。
He gave us measures of his of himself.
他把他自己的生命量给我们。
Amen. So in other words, the Holy Spirit came down. We all got plugged in. We all realized we got our gifts were activated. We realized who we are.
所以当圣灵降下的时候，就好像我们是个机器插上的电源，我们开始开启意识到神所在我们每个生命中所放下的这个恩赐。
By activating our gifts, he has raised up an army.
所以当神激活了这个电源，他开始兴起了这个神国里面的军队。
To subdue the enemy.
让我们以此可以击败我们的仇敌。
So that Christ can accomplish everything that he wants to accomplish.
所以是基督可以借着我们在地上成就他所要成就的。
Can you now see, right? He who descended is the one who also ascended. And here's key. Ascended to where? Somewhere far above all. Last week I said, to where? Where is the far above all? That's the right hand of God.
所以他说那降下来就是也要高升远超越诸天之上的。
So that he can sit there and do nothing?
所以当时我们上头说神升到天诸天之上，他做什么？他在神的右手之边。
He says here that he might fill all things.
那么他坐在神的右手边做什么呢？他要充满万有。
Accomplish all things in your life and accomplish all things in the church and all things in the earth. In other words, all things.
他说这万有，他要成就所有在你我生命中旨意，他要成就万有一切在教会当中旨意，要充满万有。
And here is a serious part, and a very important part.
那么这下面这一点是非常重要的。
He gave you your gifts to fulfill all things.
他是神赏给我们恩赐来成就这万有。
Your role in the body of Christ.
那么我们在这个耶稣基督这个教会当中的位置。
And also,God's vision and calling in your life.
还有神在我们每个个体当中的我们的呼召和应许。
Do you agree?
和旨意。
What God wants you to do is part of all things.
你相信吗？神在我们生命中要做的是这个万有当中的一部分。
What God wants to do in this church is part of all things.
那么我们相信神的这个教会，我们 SEC 要做的事情也是这个万有中的一部分。
What God wants to do in London is part of all things.
神要在伦敦所做的事情也是这个万有的一部分。
God wants to do all things in my life, and God wants to do all things in the church, and in London, and in the world. All things.
神想在你的生命当中，在我们的教会，在伦敦成就这个万有。
And if God can't do all things in your life, who is to blame?
如果神不能在你生命当中成就这个万有，那么我们应该怪谁呢？
You understand? God needs a willing person. Please, Lord.
神需要一个愿意的一个器皿。
And that's why he gave the parable of a 10 talents.
所以神给了我们这个关于十个才干的一个比喻。
He wants you to invest your talent.
他想让你把你的才来投资你的才干。
Not to bury it and give it back to God when you see him.
不是把你神所赏给你的那个恩赐把它埋藏起来，当见主面的时候你再还给他。
Jesus comes to you and when you are in heaven, said, Joshua, what did you do with the prophetic gift I gave you?
所以当主在天堂见我面的时候，他会问我 Joshua， 你把我所给你的这个先知预言的恩膏，你怎么做什么用了呢？
And then I take it out of my pocket and open the handkerchief and say, God, I kept it safe.
然后可能我会从我的口袋里面掏出一个手帕，说神啊，我把它保管得很好。
Is that what you want to say to Jesus?
这是我们想对主说的吗？
Or do you want to say to you, here is Jesus, I use it so much, it's nearly broken.
然后你说，哦，主啊，这个我用了好多次了，几乎要已经快烂掉了。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's what we want to see.
这是我们所想见到的。
When God sees Betty, what did you do with the voice I gave you?
当神见到 Betty 说，你用我所赐给你这个歌声啊，歌喉做了什么呢？
Can you not hear, Lord? My voice is broken. I sung so much.
然后 Betty 说你听不到吗？你看我的声音都哑了，我唱了很多很多很多。
Amen. Let's use it for the glory of God.
让我们把我们神所赐给我们的才干来荣耀神。
And finally, he says in verse 11, he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers.
然后十节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧者和教师。
Verse 12, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry to build up the body of Christ.
为要装备圣徒做侍奉的工作，建立基督的身体。
Those of us who experience when the gifts of the Spirit are used appropriately, aren't they powerful?
当我们意识到神所赐给我们在肢体当中所赐给我们的恩赐，我们很好的使用的时候，会变得非常有能力。
You know, sometimes when I get into argument with people who don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit,
很多时候我跟那些不相信神恩赐的人去争论的时候，
I say to the pastor or whoever.
我对那个牧师或者不管是谁，我对他们说
：When someone has got a demon, when someone is sick, how else can you demonstrate love to them except to cast it out and to heal the sick? Isn't that what Jesus did?
说当有一个被鬼附的人在你面前，或者有疾病的人在你面前，你如何来向他们显示神的爱？除了你来医治他们，并且把他们身上的鬼赶出来。
And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, in my 40 years as a Christian, whenever I see someone healed, whenever I see the demons being cast out, I tell you there is nothing better than to demonstrate the love of God that way.
在我自己做基督徒40多年的经历当中，没有任何东西比这个。医治一个人或者把一个人的赶鬼来更加的那个实在来彰显神的爱。
It's in you.
我们有这样的能力在我们里面。
You have the gift.
我们有这样的恩赐。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we love you.
主啊，父啊，我们爱你。
We are grateful to you.
主，我们如此的感恩。
I ask you to stir up the gifts that you have given to us.
主，求你来亲自的搅动你放在我们里面的恩赐。
And help us, Lord, to serve you.
来帮助我们来侍奉你。
And I just pray, Lord, today when we worship you, Lord.
主啊，等下我们来敬拜你的时候。
And when we go home this week.
或者这周我们回到家中。
I pray you speak to us.
我祷告主，你继续对我们说话。
You stir up our hearts.
来搅动我们的心，主。
To be able to know it is possible.
让我们知道一切皆有可能。
To do the impossible.
让我们来做那个不可能的事情。
Because the Spirit of God has given me a talent.
因为圣灵你所赏给我们你的恩赐。
Has given me a gift.
你放了恩赐在我们的里面。
I just pray, Father, the Lord, that we will all discover and we all be thankful for the gifts that you've given us.
就让我们每个人都发掘我们里面的恩赐，并且为我们所拥有的恩赐来感恩。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来一起敬拜。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.Let's all worship him before we finish.
让我们一起敬拜我们的神。Hallelujah.
Who is there like you, Lord? Clothed in strength and beauty. Marvelous, so wonderful indeed.You who calm the tempest,
You who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me. King of heaven, exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, honor to your name, Jesus reigns forevermore. Who is there like you, Lord, clothed in strength and beauty, marvelous, so wonderful indeed. You who calmed the tempest, you who made the blind see, mighty is your hand to deliver me. Exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reigns forever. Exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reigns forevermore. Exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reigns forever. Exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reigns forever. Jesus reigns forevermore. Jesus reigns forevermore. Jesus ever exalted above all, my victory, my song, great in majesty and glory. King of heaven, you're worthy to be praised. All honor to your name, Jesus reigns forevermore. Jesus reigns forevermore.
主你掌权。
You are king.
主你是永远的王。
I pray that your servants.
主我们祷告你的仆人。
Is ready.
让我们预备好。
On the day of your power.
主在你的大能降临的时候，主我们预备好。
When you will subdue your enemies.
主啊，你要把你的仇敌踩在脚下。
Our enemies.
主啊，我们的仇敌。
In my life.
主在我们的生命当中
our families,
在我们的家庭当中
our church,
在我们的教会当中
in London,
在这个城市伦敦
and on this earth, Lord,
在这个全地上
Lord, we need you more than ever before
主要比以往更多的需要你
For we live in a hostile environment
主要我们真的是在活在这个与你为敌的世界
And I just pray that you awaken your church
主要求你亲自来唤醒你的教会
Awaken your believers
主要来兴起你的门徒主
To know the signs of the time
主要我们知道时末了尽了
So that we welcome you
让我们可以 来拥抱你来欢迎你主
Into our midst
来迎接你的进入到我们当中
Have your way Lord
主要按照你的旨意主
And fulfill all things
主要来成就万有
In our lives
在我们的生命当中
In the church,
在我们的教会当中
Let nobody stop you from what you want to do
就要让没有任何人可以拦阻主你所要成就的事情
Have your way Lord
主啊来用你的方式来成就主
Have your way
主啊按照你的道路旨意主
So I just pray that you will bless every person and their families
主啊求你来祝福我们这里每一个弟兄姊妹和我们的家庭
This coming week
在将来的每
And we'll be free from all fear.
让我们从一切惧怕当中得释放。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You be seated.
大家请坐。
God bless you. If you need prayer, come forward.
如果大家需要祷告，
需要祷告，你出来。